Hey Top, these are your November announcements. We are the home of the free because of the brave. ATOP salutes every veteran for their unselfish sacrifice. To those who served and to those that continue to serve, we don't know you all, but we owe you all. ATOP thanks you for your service. November is Soul Winners Month at ATOP. You can participate by inviting your unchurched or between church family members, friends, and neighbors to in-person or virtual worship services. Anointed Temple of Praise welcomes newcomers to participate in Bible study, Sunday school, prayer times, events, and activities as we endeavor to grow and go higher in the Lord. Create a list, make some calls, and let's win some souls for the kingdom. Kroger is committed to helping communities grow and prosper. So help Kroger, help ATOP. All you have to do is shop at Kroger. When you use your Kroger rewards cards, a small percentage of your purchase will be donated back to ATOP. There is no cost to you. Simply log on to the Kroger website, click on Community Rewards, look up ATOP by name, or use the code HF258 and enroll. You can also go to ATOP's website to sign up. Log on today and help Kroger be a blessing to ATOP. ATOP ministry leaders, it's time to prepare your year-end report and annual budget. Year-end reports should be submitted by Saturday, November 13th. Please check your email for the reporting form. Tis the season. It's time to decorate our church for the holiday. We need your help on Saturday, November 20th at 9 a.m. as we make our environment beautiful for the Christmas holiday. If you are willing to help, please sign up following service or contact Lady Kim. Home for the holidays is such a comforting thought, but what about those who don't have a home? In partnership with Memphis Union Mission, the student ministry is sponsoring Vouchers for the Vulnerable. For just $20 per voucher booklet, you can give a homeless person a warm place to stay for 4 nights. Help us help those in need during the holiday season. Purchase a voucher booklet today. If purchasing online, please make sure you put the word voucher on the notes line so it can be credited to the right place. The last day to purchase a voucher booklet is Sunday, November 28th. Hey ATOP, Angel Tree is virtual again this year. Each year, Anointed Temple of Praise partners with Prison Fellowship to provide gifts for children whose parents or parents are incarcerated. This year, Angel Tree is offering virtual participation. It's simple. Virtual tags will be made available via the online platform, and the church will provide access to the congregation. You will be able to pay online to sponsor each gift package, which will include a gift card, personal message from the parent, an age-appropriate gospel presentation, and an opportunity to request a Bible. Prison Fellowship sends sponsor gift packages directly to Angel Tree Kids. Yes, it's that easy. Online information will be coming your way soon, so stay tuned. ATOP members, mark your calendars for Saturday, December 18th at 12 noon for our year-end virtual congregational meeting. We will discuss how we have progressed through this year, adopt our budget for 2022, and forecast our future. All members will be able to access the meeting via digital device or by phone. Login information will be coming your way soon. Hey, young people! Saturday, December 18th, the student ministry is planning a holiday Kahoot Bible Trivia Bowl for students ages 4 through 18. So mark your calendars. This is an event you don't want to miss. More information will be coming your way soon. Those are our announcements for the month. From our house to yours, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, stand to your feet if you know God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody, if you're able to stand on your feet. How many know that this is the day that God has made for you? Look at somebody in the sanctuary and say, good morning. Wave your hand at them. Hallelujah. But this is the day that God has made. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory. Come on, put your hands together. Everybody, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
what God has done for you, say, God, I shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I don't know about you, but that extra hour of sleep just did me good this morning. Amen. Amen. It's so wonderful to see you all in the house of the Lord on this morning. Praise God. But you know what, virtual viewers, we still have room for you. That's right. We have seats available for you. So we welcome you to join us in person each Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. at 3939 Riverdale Road in the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our online visitors, as well as to those of you in the sanctuary this morning. Do we have any visitors with us today? Just slip your hand up, wave your hand. God bless you today. Thank you for being here this morning. Our visitors, our ushers are bringing you a visitor's card. If you would please fill that out and turn it back in. We want to communicate with you in the future. Again, thank you for being here this morning. We hope something will be said or done that will bring you a little bit closer to the Lord and will help you to navigate your way through this week, this month, and the rest of your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Well, we are a Christian church, Disciples of Christ, and each Sunday we partake of the Lord's Supper together. So at the end of the service, virtual viewers, if you have not done so already, please prepare your communion so that we may commune together. And those of us in the sanctuary, if you did not pick up communion on your way in, please make sure you get it so that you will be ready at the end of the service. Again, welcome and thank you. And I forgot to say, happy Veterans Day. This coming up week, I believe it is Thursday, it's Veterans Day. And we want to say thank you to all of those who have committed their life to the service of the United States of America. Whether you're in the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, amen, the Navy, the Coast Guard, we thank you for your service on today. Amen. God bless you. We will have special recognition on next Sunday. God bless you and thank you for being here on today.
Morning. How everybody feel? Amen. Because you sitting down and I'm standing up. But I just thank God for this opportunity just to come before you with prayer. It's praying time. I just thank God. He's so awesome. Amen. Amen. God is so powerful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, creator of all things, and without you, God, there was nothing made that was made. We stopped by this morning to tell you, thank you, Lord, for our last night rest. Regardless of what was going around us all night, you was right there by our side. And we want to tell you thank you. We thank you, Lord, for letting us rise again to see another day that we never seen before. Thank you, O Lord, for clothing us in our right mind, allowing activities of our limb to be mobile again, that we was able to move around and see that everything and everybody was still doing fine. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Father, we ask, before we go any further, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, for all the things that we have said and done that was displeasing unto you. We ask that you be just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, because you said without me, you can do nothing. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings that you didn't have to bestow up on us, but you did. Lord, we just tell you thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, this wouldn't be enough to say thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask that you just go with us, stand for us, stand by us, prop us up on every lean inside as only you can. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord, to bless all families, friends, and even our foes. We lift up every person to you today, Father, that's here right now, that's going through right now, Father, for those who are sick and shut in, for the bereaved family, the prisoners, the homeless, our youth, our elders, widows, and orphans. We ask that you bless us one by one, then bless us as a whole, as only you can. Father, we need you right now, Father. We know we can't make it without you. Lord, help us to be better on today than we was on yesterday. Lord, you said if we ever need you, just call. And we calling on you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your spirit. Most of all, we thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life 2,000 years ago, who shed his innocent blood that we may have the right to the tree of life. We thank you, Lord, for saving us, that your son paved the way that we may be able to be reconciled back to you, God. Thank you, oh Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we just got to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, as the word come forward today, the singing, the string, the drums, all the instrument, God, that we praise you with. But most of all, God, we just thank you that we have you on our lips just to tell you thank you, Lord. There's so many didn't make it this morning, but I'm so glad that we did. It ain't over until you say it's over. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah! We bless your holy name. Now, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we do pray. And all the saints of God say amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know God has been so good to us? Come on, if that was for me, that would be okay. But we talk about the God that's been providing and giving peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. He's our Prince of Peace. And we worship him just because of who he is, not because of what he's done. Come on, Sister Teresa. Just lift your hands and think about it. Jesus, for what he's done for you this week. Hallelujah. Say, God, I thank you. Come on, lift those hands and say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Glory to God.
Just
say thank you. Come on, tell God thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you. Because when I look back over my life and I begin to think things over, I've got to open my mouth in the sanctuary. I've got to give God praise because he's worthy of all of our praise. Is there anybody here who's viewing virtually? Don't mind telling the Lord thank you. Come on, open your mouth, lift your hand, wave your hand if you have to, but give God an expression of gratitude for all that he's done for you. God has been faithful. He's been kind. As a matter of fact, he's been just. And he has looked beyond your faults. And he's gotten right to your needs. And the reason you are here today is because of the goodness and the grace of God. Don't let this hour, don't let this moment, don't let this time pass you by without telling the Lord thank you. Now come on, let's give God a generous expression of gratitude and appreciation for all that he's done. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for this music ministry today, ushering us into the very presence of God. Come on, let's give God appreciation, hand clap for them today. They're right on point. They're right on key. We thank God for our youngest daughter, Tierra, leading us in that last solo today. Come on, somebody give God a hand clap of praise. And we thank God for Elder Paxton and for these musicians. And we thank God for each of you who have gathered in this place today and those who are viewing virtually. I see some faces I haven't seen in a while, and it's certainly good to see you in the number today. And we thank God for his presence in this place. Somebody say amen. We're certainly grateful for Reverend Tony Smith leading us in that powerful prayer today. We praise God for the First Lady as she welcomed us to this place. Come on, let's give God praise for her. We thank God for all of those who are working behind the scenes, those who continue to monitor our temperatures each Sunday, our ushers who serve faithfully, and then for those in the communication area. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you don't know that helps prepare us for what is about to happen. And we thank God for Sister Erin as she's signing today. Come on, let's give God praise for her. And for each of you who have gathered. Well, there is a word today found in the gospel account of Matthew. If you would stand with me, there are a few verses I want to share for your hearing and for your edification found in the 9th chapter of Matthew's gospel. We'll commence reading at verse number 35, and we'll read down through verse number 38. It should be on the screen, or you can use your devices to follow along with us. I'm reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible. And Jesus went throughout all of the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." In verse 38, "Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." God, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We're grateful for the gathering of your people in this place and virtually. And we thank you because this is a day that you've made, and so we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We pray the Lord that you will continue to allow a stirring to happen even in this place. Now, God, shake us and awake us cause us to be in tune with what you're trying to get done in and through us. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each and every one of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The grass withereth and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk for a few minutes here today from the thought and the theme, are you expecting a harvest? Are you expecting a harvest? This month has been decreed Soul Winners Month here at ATOP, with the emphasis on believing God for a harvest. And through this November series, we want to focus in on what it means to be good stewards over what God has already given us, as well as focus in on our responsibility as laborers and what God requires of us. This is indeed a season of Thanksgiving. Can you believe that Thanksgiving is right around the corner? So this is a season for believers of stewardship and thanksgiving. And with that, there comes a level of responsibility. Can I encourage somebody and let you know that we're blessed to be a blessing? God didn't just bless you to keep it all to yourself, but you have been blessed to be a blessing. As a matter of fact, you're saved to do some saving. And all of us, we are called to be involved in this kingdom process of winning souls. There's a work to do. And if you are saved and God has blessed you, and he has, then we ought to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, with that being said, we can't be stagnant in our relationship with God. It's no excuse for you to sit back and watch in splendor isolation and watch from afar. But God has challenged each of us to be actively involved, to be active participants in using our gifts that others might get to know this man named Jesus and know him in a real and personal way. And if you love God and you're thankful to him, then you don't mind telling others what the Lord has done for you. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. I know some of us think that we made it all by ourselves, but can I remind you that you are nothing without God? And if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me today, where would we be? You see the news every day. You hear of the reports. People are leaving here, and they're leaving fast. And if you have an opportunity, if you have a chance to give God praise, you ought not hold back. You ought not let a rock cry out for you. But you ought to bless his name. You ought to praise him every chance that you have. So I not only praise him and serve him because I have a reason, but I also have a right. And I have a responsibility because God has been just that good. And so, as believers, we must position ourselves to expect something to happen. We ought to stand on tiptoe in anticipation of what our God is able to do. Because of our obedience and our willingness to be used by God, all of us in this room ought to believe God for a harvest. In order to believe God for a harvest, watch this, we got to pray for it. Somebody say, pray for it. We got to expect it. Somebody say expect it. And then we must prepare for it. If we're going to believe God for a harvest, we got to pray for the harvest. We got to expect it. And then we've got to be prepared for when the harvest does come. But we find throughout the Old and the New Testament, there are stories and illustrations that help us understand just how serious our God is when it comes to us being blessed with overflow in our lives. God seriously wants you to be blessed. God seriously wants you to be healed. God seriously wants you to be delivered. God seriously wants you to be set free. And because our God is so serious about us, we ought to get serious about him. That's really what a harvest is. It's an expected outcome. It's a process that leads to productivity. And the process has to do with us gathering, has to do with storing and preparing. We have to pray for it, we've got to expect it, and we've got to prepare for it. And if we follow that process, we can expect God to sustain us, because he's not like man that he should lie. We can expect God to sustain us. When we're obedient to his word, when we walk in his will, when we yield to what he would have for us to do, not our will, but God, let your will be done. We can expect God to sustain us. And we can expect an abundant harvest. And so even in a season of drought and lack and scarcity and a season of doubt, guess what? I'm believing God for increase. Is there anybody here who's believing God for increase in your situation? Is there anybody in the room and watching virtually who's believing God for overflow? Somebody shout overflow. I believe overflow will come even before this year ends. I believe that God is going to give me a great harvest even before I go to bed tonight, because I'm believing that God is able to do it. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Oh, bless your name. Above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. Need I remind you that there is no secret to what our God can do, what he's done for others. Guess what? He'll do it for you. If you but yet trust and never doubt. Somebody say surely. Surely he will bring you out. Is that anybody's testimony today? Are you expecting increase? Come on, lift your hand if you're expecting it. Now you got to put your hands in a position to receive what God is getting ready to give you. You see, God has anointed us to live in a land of plenty. And we have been called to be God's chosen people. No matter what it might look like, we are still blessed. No matter what the forecast or the newscasters might be predicting, guess what? We're still blessed. For the word says that all things work together for good to those who love God, thank you, God, and those who are the called according to his purpose. So no one, nobody, nothing can stop the glorious destiny that God has ordained for you and for me. God has a special assignment and a special destiny that he's placed upon the household of faith. And hear me today, you might be going through something right now that is telling you to give up. You might be going through a situation that's telling you to quit, telling you to throw in the towel, telling you don't even get up and press your way to the house of the Lord. But the word says the righteous shall live by faith. But we walk by faith, come on, somebody say it, and not by sight. We call those things that be not as though they already are. Listen, my brother, look this way, my sister. You are so close to a generational shifting that God is about to reveal to you. You got to open your eyes and you got to receive it. You are so close to breakthrough. I feel breakthrough in this room today. You are so close to blessings and overflow. You are so close to a harvest that God has prepared for you. Therefore, you got to press with your spirit. Faith and believe that God is going to do exactly what he said he would do. Is that anybody's testimony in this house today? I believe God for my harvest. I dare you to repeat that and say it out and rehearse it in your spirit. Come on, say it with me. I believe God for my harvest. Come on now, say it like you really mean it. I believe God for my harvest. And so, Lady Kim, when something happens to us, or people treat us in a way that doesn't look like what we sowed, we got to get up every morning and say, this is not my harvest. Oh, God, I wish somebody would help the preacher. This is not what I sowed. This is not my harvest. The devil is a liar. I'm going to believe God for what he said he would do. I'm going to believe God to open up the very windows of heaven and pour out blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. You've got to practice it, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to dash our dreams and our visions and our hopes. And he doesn't want us to receive the harvest that God has prepared for us. And so he'll make things appear the way they are not. He'll make you feel like you're sick and you're not even sick. Somebody help me in this house. He'll make it look like you're going down. But don't you know that God will show up even in the ninth hour? He'll pick you up. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on the solid ground. And you'll come in here leaping and jumping and saying, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." I'm not talking about what somebody told me. I'm talking about what I know for myself. Papa may have. Mama may have. But God, somebody say, "But God." But God bless the child that's got his own. Because whosoever, man, woman, boy, girl, sows, whatsoever, that shall he also reap. That's all I got up here to say. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And I want to show us through this little series. I'm going to take my time today because I know I got a part 2, 3, 4. And if the Lord say so, I keep moving. Somebody say, "Take your time, Reverend." I want to show you how we can get ready for this harvest that God has for us. But keep in mind now, there are different kinds of harvests. There are a lot of different harvests out there. But it's based on what you have sown. In the natural, as well as in the spirit realm. And so we got a lot of ground to cover. I'm not talking about a harvest of your garden or your field of crops. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the spiritual harvest of souls for salvation. Thank you, Lord. Watch this, because we prepare for this harvest the same way the farmer prepares his field. We are to till the soil. We are to work the ground. And we ought to sow the seeds. When was the last time you sowed some seeds? Well, let me back up. When was the last time you tilled the soil? When was the last time you worked the ground? Everybody who's a member of the body of Christ called church should be busy working the ground, tilling the soil, and sowing seeds. And it doesn't just happen on Sunday. But it ought to happen each and every day of our lives. We are to water those seeds, but God, somebody say, "But God." But God gives the increase. And I just believe that God has a plan for us, even as we prepare to close out this year, right here at ATOP. I have to believe that many fervent prayers are being heard and they are not spoken in vain. We have two groups that's praying each week here at ATOP. And they are not praying in vain. Some of y'all are being sustained by the prayers of the righteous and don't even know it. And I believe that we will see the fruit of our labor. Hear me today, because I believe that family members we've been praying for will come to Christ for the very first time. Somebody in your family, maybe not your immediate family, I'm speaking prophetically here today, somebody that you've been praying for. You might not be the one to lead them, but you got to plant the seed. And I believe that they're going to give their life to the Lord for the very first time because you dare to sow seed. I believe that somebody is going to walk in a renewed sense of faith, and that people, even in our community, as we go out vigorously each month, passing out door hangers and encouraging people and letting them know that we pray for them. I believe that people in this community will come to Christ because somebody dared to sow a little seed. I believe that broken families will be made whole. Somebody's looking at me today, and your family's in shambles. And you did everything that you could to press your way. As a matter of fact, some of y'all want